fucking cutthroat.
Yeah, so you said you
go ahead.
Oh, you're binge watching it now. So
I am, yeah.
You got the benefit of running through all the episodes now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, you're not necessarily late. You get the luxury of like not having to stop and wait.
Yeah, that's what I figured. You know, but I'm still further ahead than I was on The Sopranos. That only took me 20 years to give that a shot. You know, so
another show that ended badly.
Gary, wow, season 2, episode 5. I'm looking at that one right now. It's like, yeah, that was a good one. Because I just got done binging them all as well.
See, I don't remember. Like, I binged them myself, so it's all like a blur to me. Like, I don't remember what happened, like, from episode to episode. I would have to watch them again and be like, oh yeah, this happened.
Yeah, that's the one disadvantage, I think, when you do binge any show to a great degree like that, is it's you do it so quickly. Sometimes it just all runs together, you know, and it's like sometimes you can't digest it individually for what it is. So,
so you're enjoying it. You're like liking what this.
Yeah, it's good. I don't want to be that guy. I'm like I don't know how many books there are. Like, are there 4 or 5?
It's 5.
I think there's 5.
Right. So,
and I heard that fifth one is bad.
Yeah, I've read the first 3. I've read 3 of them, so I knew what to expect with like all the names and places and stuff like that. So I think I took season 1 and I was like literally watching it without doing other stuff. I wasn't like, you know, having it on in the background. I was trying to do 2 different things at once or something like that. So I was just paying attention. So it was pretty easy to follow who was where and what was happening. And it's a weird cut though for the passage of time. It seems like, you know, where people pop up here and there. And trying to gauge how long it's been between different things. But yeah, it's good. It's entertaining. I tell you what, it's definitely passing the cardio time on the elliptical and stuff, you know, because I can knock out 45 minutes pretty quick on that.
It's good. Isn't that amazing that you can work out and watch something like that?
Well, I'm not like working. It's just the cardio. You know what I mean? So you just use your phone.
Yeah.
Put it up there.
I used to do that too when I went to the gym. I used to go to the gym. Gotta get that going again too.
Hey, instead of winter is coming, right? Summer is coming soon, very soon.
It's here, pretty much.
Very soon.
Almost.
It's okay. It's because everyone's going to be Fat Thor this Halloween at costume parties instead of, you know, Rip Thor. So
not me.
Nobody's stressed.
Actually, you know what? That's not a bad idea. I have the gut for it, so.
Dan's been filling that belly over there.
Yep.
Oh, that belly has not gone anywhere in like the last 10 years.
So fanboys everywhere are happy. You're like, finally, he looks like me.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
I think we could all cosplay as that. So, all right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 72 of Breaking the Mold. I'm Harrick and BX. Yeah. Almost had a full crew tonight. First up, welcome back and happy birthday, belated birthday, and a John Addict. What's up, dude?
Hey, thank you very much. I'm back from my little hiatus.
You were on assignment.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, I wish that was the case, man. I'm not.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Hey, Dave,
it's good to see you, man.
Yes.
That's a little thing with me and Brian. Anytime me and Brian see each other, like face to face, he always has a minute and he goes, you know what, Dave, it's nice to see you. And he stares at me and I'm like, you know, it's nice to see you too. But yeah, man, I'm just gonna be as transparent as possible. You know, I can't do the podcast when I'm not in a good mood, and I went through a few weeks where I just was in a really fucked up place, and you know, between work and home and all that other shit, I can't put on a fake face and try to have a good time, even though I love you all. You know, my mind starts fucking with me and I start seeing black everywhere I go. And I'm not trying to, down the show tonight. I'm not going to go any further than that, but I'm doing a little better and I'm feeling better. And I couldn't wait to get on today and see you all here. So I'm here and hopefully we can have a good time.
Yeah, buddy. Awesome.
Yeah, so we're supposed to.
Like Brink said, happy to see you, brother.
Work.
All right. Brian Brink, what's up, dude?
Yo. If you Just a warning, if you ever get staples in your head, it's not so bad, but they're very itchy. So be careful.
Brian, do you have to go back and have them taken out, or do they dissolve?
No, they're metal. They don't dissolve. Mm. Yeah, so no, I have to go back. I have to go back Thursday because I'm heading away for the long weekend coming up. And the nice thing is, like, dude, if you come back here, we'll take him out for free. I'm like, sweet. So, yeah. That's cool.
Brian, how many staples do you have in your head?
Four staples.
Big ones too, right?
Ouch.
I don't know. They look bigger probably than they are.
Mm.
But, yeah. But it's almost like sometimes you don't even notice that they're there, except for when you, like, wiggle your ears or something, then you can feel your scalp kind of like try to pull apart. Yeah. So yeah, that really kind of fucks shit up. I ended up binge watching Deadwood because the movie's coming out at the end of the month. Yes. So Gary, I mean, in Game of Thrones, they don't curse very much, right? So you go from one extreme that way to this show, which I looked online, it averages 1.5 fucks per minute throughout the whole series.
So, wow.
Yeah, man. Woo. Hendai.
Wow.
San Francisco. Cocksucker.
Exactly. So it's a lot of fun. It's good. I forgot how much of a good show it was. I haven't seen it in forever. And yeah, so there's that. And I won my first raffle today.
I really did not mean to do a thumbs down in the chat.
Yeah, Gary, thumbs down. I'm like, I won my first one. He's like, thumbs down. I'm like, cocksucker.
Oh.
So what
did you win?
So last week, if you remember, we were talking about things we missed out on, and I missed out on that Infinity War Figure Arts Thor, and I happened to win it today.
Very nice. That's cool.
Yeah, man,
that's a creative avenue to source something you missed. You know, it's finding it in a raffle type event. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't participate in many anymore because you know, gambling. It's something.
It's but, true.
Yeah, I just happened to see it, and I was like, there are only five spots left, so I was like, let me take the last five, and boom.
Look at that.
Yep.
That's good stuff, yeah. Man. That's usually how it works, man. Luck of the draw is all it is. So, and I saw that picture in the chat, like that day, that shit really going for that much on eBay, like in the hundreds.
It's going from $300 to $700 right now.
Wow.
And what's the retail on that? Like $70?
$127.
Oh, jeez. it's pretty pricey for a fig watch, though.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I think, it is, and, you know, those Tamashii exclusives, right, because that's what it was, I mean, they usually go pretty high. Remember Anakin and Padme and stuff like that for Star Wars, but I think when that Fat Thor came out in Endgame, people were like, holy shit, I gotta go back and get, maybe they're waiting it out, right, to see what kind of Thor Endgame figure would come. They're like, oh, no, gotta go get the Infinity War one, so, yeah. So I think that's why it happened.
See, now when they eventually put out the Endgame Thor, it's gonna be the costume at the end, right? When they were fighting Thanos, like it's got to be like that version. Right?
Yeah, I mean they haven't even announced one, so
yeah,
we don't even know what's coming.
But they probably you think they'll make the fat body for it like that?
Who knows?
Yeah. He was still chunky in his suit, right? At the end,
when he was fighting. Yeah, he was. Yeah. He just braided his beard.
Yeah. So, oh man, that'd be funny if they do that, though. So, yeah, we'll see, I guess. All right. G Money, what's up, dude?
Dude, it's good to see you guys. Yeah, I was gone last week. I was at a work event at our home office. And Jose, you were there, right? In Richmond. How long did it take you to get there? Way down there,
6.5 hours on the bus.
Okay. Yeah, so I did the same thing. I drove because it was for, you know, a couple. It was, well, really like 2 days, and yeah, so it was just a long week coming back home. It took me, what, Dave? I talked to you for what, like an hour in the car, I think.
Yeah.
What?
Did you see Nick's comment?
What did he say?
He goes, work event means steroid convention.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, man.
That's good.
Nice.
It's okay.
No, but that was it. It was just a long work week. And then, the weekend, I had a team building event with my associates for, we hit a new goal, new record for our, customer satisfaction surveys and stuff. So we did like a couple of those kind of like escape rooms in the mall here. There's like, it's almost like these adventures where it's like more than one room that you go through. They're themed kind of. It's actually pretty cool. So we had
adventures
like two teams.
Babysitting.
Not quite, but there's like a castle one, there's like a tomb, and like one in space. So we end up doing two of those. And
oh, a mythic one.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. I think it was each one was like three different rooms that you kind of work your way through, and you get scored on your time and figuring out the puzzles and stuff. So it was pretty interesting. It was good, build some teamwork and stuff. But and then a few of us, I took kind of like one of those things. I think there was like 16 associates, and they came for the event, and then half people had to leave. So then I took the rest of the group that was still there to lunch, and then half of that group left, and then ended up being like five of us, and we went to go see the John Wick movie. So
damn it,
that's good.
Nice. Is everybody just doing that like on their own, or is that sponsored like through the company?
The company did the, and it's funny that you said, I was excited to be very clear. So we just did the puzzle, right? The escape room event. Mm-hmm. And then when that was over, I thanked everyone again, told them what a great job they did. And anything else was just non-company related. Okay. So just in case. Now it's Sunday afternoon at the mall. But still people make poor choices. So I always like to just emphasize and, just based on my role in the company, I had to be really careful, unfortunately, because people, even outside of the work setting, you got to have the right type of boundaries and things like that. So, so it's fine. It was good. Nobody did anything too crazy and stuff. So,
wish I would have been there long enough to be able to hook up.
Yeah.
And stuff, but I left that early, like Monday morning. So,
Gary, if you're going to be this good to your associates, should you happen to move to a different location, do you think people would follow you? Like, I'll follow that man to the ends of the earth.
Listen, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I've had people move before. Actually, I have an associate in my store now that worked with me in Maryland last year that I hired when we opened that store.
And so then he's up there and he's like, dude, what's with all this fucking snow? You suck.
Yeah, actually, here's the funny part, Brian. So he did really well in his career. So he was asked to go move to a new store opening in Gulfport, Mississippi. So he'll be heading there in about a month for the employment center. So,
yo, Gary, I got to jump in on this, bro. I would love to do this with you guys one day, that escape room shit. I could just see myself screaming at Dom the whole time. I'm fucking stupid. Get something right.
That sure probably would
look,
be.
Look, there he goes. Look.
Oh, look. He spoke his name and he arrives.
You guys talking about me again?
Just me.
Oh, that's so nice. Sorry that I'm late. I had to attend to some other matters that
we
are more important.
We lost the escape room because of you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did I have the key? I guess I had the key.
What's up?
Congratulations on your win, Brian. I still don't know what you won, but
how many fucking gifts I got to put in there?
He's trolling Dave. He's trolling Dave right now. There's so many chips to Thor, but even I like axed that first after those couple to be sure. Like,
where was this, Brian? That you won this? You didn't tell me that you put in for a raffle for that.
This is a spur of the moment and a busy day. Get 5 minutes, scroll around. Oh, shit, look at this.
Good timing, perfect timing, because they won him a prize.
Oh, that's good, that's good. Look at you, Mr. Luck. You going to buy some lotto tickets?
Sure.
Why don't you buy me a couple lotto tickets, buddy?
All right.
Don't forget about us small fries when you hit it big.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the mega millions.
the Mega Millions and the Powerball, unfortunately. The odds of you throwing your money away in that is just way higher, of course. Oh,
where Thor is going and Mark in the secondary market, we might be able to retire.
Well, Dom, what's up, dude? You came in at the perfect time. What's going on?
No, much. My weekend was good. What happened this weekend? Was there anything crazy going on? No, this is a relaxing weekend. I liked it.
Good.
I liked it.
You got to just chill out, play some video games, do shit like that?
No, me time. You know, just Saturday was a beautiful day, so we went out.
It was.
We enjoyed the weather. Sunday was a little hotter, but we ended up going to our sister's and just having like a little mini barbecue type thing.
Okay. So,
but it was fun. Hung out with my brother-in-law and my sister on Saturday night. We went to like this little hole in the wall, like a burger joint, and it was actually fucking amazing. It was like live music, my brother-in-law does nothing but talk about these burgers. So I'm like, let's go. And fucking sat down, had a burger. The burger was amazing. It's all about the bun. You ever notice that when it comes to a hamburger, it's all about the bun that you put the burger on?
No.
I disagree with you 100%.
I think the bun's a vital part, but not all about it. Not all about it.
It's about the jelly.
Yeah, it's all the peanut butter and jelly that you put in it.
Oh, it's delicious. Don't get me started. When's in JCC? We're going back there again.
But it was good. I had a pork roll. I had a pork roll hamburger, cheddar hamburger. It was pretty cool. Dude. It was good.
So what was special about the bun? Was it like a brioche or something?
It held the burger.
A brioche. Like, you know, just ask your man.
It was just it just held the burger. Like, you know, I like a bun that stays a bun halfway through.
Did it have sesame seeds or poppy seeds on it?
No sesame, no poppy.
That's like a cheddar baked into it, like an artisan bun?
No. It was a nice soft but hearty bun that stood, you know, that just kept it all together to the last bite.
Nice. Yes.
One of the keys to hamburgers is to make sure you put that little layer of mayo on the bottom, because it keeps the bun from getting all soggy.
Oh,
mm-hmm. That's nasty. Little tiny bit.
Yeah, we're still talking. We're still talking to guys that still eat chicken fingers.
Wrong with chicken fingers?
Exactly.
That's what I think Jay Z was munching on right before we went live.
Before we started.
Do you remember that KFC sandwich where the chicken fingers were the bun?
That's great. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh my god!
I remember that. No bread sandwich.
Was it that a KFC thing?
They would do that was. Yeah.
I never had one of those.
And me either. That. I mean, I used to like eating that crappy food, but when I saw that, I was like, that's a little over the top.
Yeah. You were curious, though. Yeah. Like, I'm sure I was curious. I was curious about it, but I never went in and had that shit. Never.
So, anyway, we were celebrating their anniversary. There was their wedding anniversary. I think they've been married for 10 years now, so.
All right.
I paid for the dinner, and I was just like, looked at the bill. I'm like, what the fuck?
Those burgers ain't so awesome now.
How many toys was that bill?
It wasn't the burgers. I can tell you that right now. It was definitely the drinks that we were having. So
yeah,
unfortunately, and I mean, we weren't even having. We were just drinking beers, and it was like, they price gouged just on the Blue Moon. I can tell you that right now.
Mm. So, well, it's nice to hit you through your wellness progress all the way out the window 100%.
Hey, listen, you know what, Gary? Go
beers and yourself. Buns on the buns.
Go fucking go outside and go lick your tree. How about that?
Buns with the burger. I enjoy a burger as much as anybody else on this panel. Gary,
did I say anything to you when you had your two fucking burgers at such and such place? No, I didn't say anything. Were you shaming me, Gary? You shaming me?
No, I'm just concerned. You had a lot of progress. It's just, I think, just because there's no money on the line, it's your health that's more important than the money.
Dave, bring the baby powder next time we see this bastard. I'm going to give him a little slap.
Just saying. I'd say, Dom, I'm pretty surprised to hear that you allowed yourself to get price gouged. That's quite something I don't think I've ever seen.
Funny thing is my wife is like, you should have looked at the prices. When's the last time you ever looked at a price? I didn't know they were charged like $8 for a fucking like a beard. It's crazy. What? Yeah.
Now, I expect like, that drank at home.
whether they were covering the live band or whatever the case may be, but like I wasn't expecting that.
That's always the way it is, you know, when you go out to a spot though. You know, it's worse here in the city,
like,
though.
This was like there were bikers at this bar, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like a high end, like, you know, bar where, you know, they were serving like cosmopolitans and martinis and shit. There's like a biker bar.
Well, yeah. Dom, maybe you can go back during happy hour and get your receipt refreshed or something. To get to
Well, there was free parking, so I was happy.
Oh man, that's funny.
Well, that was my weekend, guys. That was
All right, JD, what's up, dude?
Not much. Hanging in there.
Another week.
Look at you, man. You got a Mortal Kombat 1 arcade 1-up cabinet. You got a Mortal Kombat t-shirt. What are you, all Mortal Kombat out?
I love Mortal Kombat. I've worn this shirt before.
Have you? Dude,
yeah.
Don't see his boxer shorts then.
Yeah, I know.
Get over here. Boxers.
Finish me.
Yeah. There we go. Fatality.
Goopality. Splugeality. Yeah, we just been fucking working around the house. Just, you know, fixing stuff and painting stuff and moving stuff and putting stuff together and taking stuff apart and picking things up, putting them down. You know, it's been fun.
Gary knows something about that.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Show him, Gary. Show him how you can pump us up.
You need help.
I do need help.
Help him, Gary. Help him.
I need a lot of help. I need help. Look at what fucking Dave's wearing on his head. Do I need help?
What? Here's the gift.
Mm-hmm. It's his birthday hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dom's just mad he didn't get one.
Oh, get over. Yeah, I am mad. I don't get hats. I can't pull a Ewok hat.
Dave, nope. Did you have cake on your birthday?
I did.
Was it ice cream cake?
No, I'm actually lactose intolerant. So I don't. A slice of ice cream cake, I'm farting all night, and then the next day I'm on the bowl all day. but my wife picked me up this raspberry cake that I like. It's like a raspberry yellow cake, but then chocolate on the outside. So it kind of tastes like a rainbow cookie, but not the way they do it. So I like it. Pretty good.
Nice. That sucks, though. Lactose intolerant. I think that's happening to me with chocolate, bro, because the same effect. I have like some chocolate milk, and like an hour later, straight to the bathroom.
You think it's the chocolate or the milk?
It's you're a grown man who drinks chocolate milk.
Who doesn't drink chocolate milk?
Yeah.
That's Gary, the question, apparently. Gary.
Oh, fucking whey protein in it. Yeah.
Does it have peanut butter?
Dom, I hate you tonight.
If it doesn't have peanut butter, then it's not mine.
You're not a man if you don't eat peanut butter. Wait, peanut butter... I was like 3. I love peanut butter. That's a kid's thing. It is a kid's thing. It's just as much a kid's thing.
Well, I eat a lot of peanut butter. Kids. I don't know wrong with that.
Brammer says the benefits of chocolate milk. It restores mad electrolytes.
Electrolytes. Sure. Where?
That's funny. So, JD, the home renovations and stuff, is it collectors related or just, you know, just remodeling, doing remodeling, or both?
Both.
Nice.
Yeah. So we had like the whole foyer here, and like the staircase going up to the third floor was all like, we took all the pictures and everything off the walls and moved everything, and she's painted and we're getting everything back together, and it's getting back to normal, and it's wonderful. It looks so great.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. Yeah. So getting ready for Memorial Day.
Oh, yes, right. Long weekend mm-hmm. coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. Hopefully everybody's got off. Everybody got a 3-day weekend coming up?
Yeah, right.
I know.
No. I took off Friday, so I'm gonna have a 4-day weekend.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the kids to the zoo on Friday. So
nice,
Jose. I'll be out by you. I'll be in the Bronx.
Oh, you're gonna be Bronx Zoo? Sweet. Yeah.
There's no other zoo. Central Park Zoo is not the same as the Bronx Zoo.
Nah.
And it's good. You're taking her on a day where it's not going to probably be too crowded either. You know what
I'm saying? That and the heat. So I said, fuck it, do it now before it starts getting too hot, you know?
Yeah. And they got a lot of things you could kind of like ride there. I went there recently. They got some like new exhibitions and stuff like that. So Chloe should enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she'll have a good time.
Did you say things you can ride?
I heard like, dinosaurs.
Like, can you ride like a giraffe? Or
dinosaurs.
Oh.
Can you ride a 5'7" double stack wand with fucking long?
Like no, but why do I picture Dave getting into like an argument with like someone at the primate house or something because he doesn't like the way they look at him?
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's going to get into an argument because he has to be this tall to get on the ride.
Whoa.
That was a low blow.
That's low.
Is that a little bit too soon or too close to his birthday? We can't make fun of you, right?
No, is that a rule?
I thought so. I thought like when it's your birthday, we got to treat him special and, you know, it's all kind words and shit.
No, that's all good.
Okay, fuck you.
Yeah, looks like see, Dom's not gonna be the only one talking shit tonight.
It comes with being the shortest and youngest one in the
club.
Oh, okay. I heard. Speaking of which, the doctor at the urgent care, he's like, well, thanks for not having a lot of hair. You're making it easy to put these tables in. It's like,
Yo, since you went there, Brian, I was gonna put that in the chat. I was like, that's why you wear a hat every day.
I think Brian doesn't even know when he's dropping the cocksuckers anymore. I think they just come out like
to watch myself at work.
Well, I mean, you watch Deadwood, you're gonna catch yourself doing that shit.
I've never seen that. I don't
know. Cocksucker. Look at this cunt.
So
what the fuck.
Where can you watch that? Is that on Netflix?
HBO.
HBO. Okay.
So yeah.
HBO,
yeah.
Cody.
I'm intrigued because now they're doing a movie, right?
Yeah.
Same
actors and everything. Like it's a movie, like following up on the series.
I guess so. I haven't seen the trailer, but I've seen some pics. Yeah.
Well, they still have like Timothy Olyphant, Ian McShane.
Because I can't remember who's died in it, so I'm like, I'm afraid to watch the trailer now. Because I'm like, I don't want to spoil the binge watch because I don't remember what happened.
We just finished it too. Like I watched it, you know, a few years back, and then she had never seen it, and we recently just finished it. Like literally, probably last week we finished it.
How many seasons?
There's three. Yeah,
That should be pretty easy to catch up with. 10 episodes a season, something 12. Like that.
12.
All right, it's not bad.
Yeah,
hour.
45 minutes piece.
All right. Yeah, that's not too bad of an investment if it's something that you enjoy watching. So,
well, talking about TV movies, they were filming the prequel movie for Sopranos in Newark the 2 weeks ago.
Oh, nice!
I didn't even know. Yeah, I didn't even know it was a thing. And then I heard somebody telling me that they're doing a movie for Sopranos. It's a prequel when Tony was a kid.
Yeah, isn't it his real life son?
Yeah,
playing.
So like they were running. Like I think they closed down like two or three blocks, and they were just reenacting the whole. I guess Newark had a riot scene or like a riots and. I guess they were doing the Newark riots, and there was like, there were like squat cars outside and all that stuff. It was pretty cool.
Nice. Now,
I don't know how I see Tony Soprano as a kid. I mean, he was a bit ruthless in the show, but to me, I kind of feel like he would be like a fuck up as a kid. I don't know,
like his son on the show.
Yeah, maybe that's why I see it that way. Yeah.
That kid was annoying as fuck, man.
Yeah, he totally was.
Yeah. Is the prequel like that? Like, for you guys that have watched The Sopranos, like, is that something you want to see? Are you excited for a movie like that?
Yeah, I mean, if they bring back some of the older characters, like, you know, Paulie Walnuts, and I mean, if he's still able to do it, they're probably going to do a younger version of him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I want to see the characters again. I know that they're reliving it, but
yeah, I think you'll get the characters, but they'll totally be different people,
right?
Yeah. It'd be interesting novelty, you know, kind of like seeing Obi-Wan as a young man, you know,
or like Han Solo as a young man, you know,
or that too.
Oh, that was really cool. Yeah, exactly. That sucked ass.
I knew I was gonna pull trigger with Gary on that one.
What, Gary, you didn't like Solo?
Not at all.
No shit.
I almost fell asleep in the theater. Yeah, dude, it was boring.
Nah, it was pretty entertaining.
He was hungry, and it was past his bedtime.
There was a car chase in the beginning.
Yeah.
He went to a matinee.
Speaking of car chases.
I think, dude, that was good. That was good. that was a good one. Yeah, it was good.
Speaking
was
of good car chases, Gary, when I went to see John Wick, I got to see the full trailer for Calvin and Hobbes and Shaw. Fuck it is. Oh, yeah. And, dude, that thing looks ridiculously over the top. Fucking
yep.
Stupid.
Yep. Straight comedy. Sorry. It's gonna be like the way the Scorpion King was compared to like the
I love how belief can be suspended with time travel and made up quantum physics and matching jumpsuits, and everyone's cool with it and they have no concerns.
That's because that's mostly like real science fiction. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
what you just said life. Makes no sense. There's no such thing as real science fiction, Dave. It's not
it's supposed to be science fiction.
It's either real science or believable fiction, but there's no such thing as real science fiction.
Don't tell Dave the world is round, yo. He still believes it's flat.
Your car starts and runs on magic, and you know the microwave is possessed by demons.
Wrong choice of words.
It's devil juice. It's devil juice.
I got on the show, but what I'm saying is like that shit is supposed to be fake shit. Like this shit with the cars doing like, you know, a car driving on one wheel for fucking a mile long.
It's entertainment
from the top of it. It's stupid.
It's entertainment. It's entertainment.
And it's just the back and forth. Like, it looks like they're going like real over the top with their interactions with each other, you know? And then they're already stepping into like the superhuman territory with Idris Elba's character.
Listen, there's nothing new there. Go back to 1985's Commando. Has anyone on this panel seen that movie with Arnold and a young Alyssa Milano? Right?
And for the chopper.
He starts off. That's Predator. He starts off with two giant tree trunks on his shoulders, okay? He coasts down a mountainside in an old K5 Blazer, and then later on, he flips a Porsche 911 like on its side and flips it back onto its tires and drives it away.
Mm-hmm. But that's Arnold.
So I'm just saying, bro. Yeah, but my point is it was exaggerated 30 years ago. It was entertaining. It's exaggerated today. It's entertaining. It's the same idea.
You know what? The thing is, though, is that those Fast and Furious movies, I think, work because it's kind of like an ensemble cast or whatever, no matter how over the top it's gotten, like the last few movies. That's just entertainment. It is. I enjoyed them. I watched them. I enjoyed them. But I think them doing the spinoff, I feel like it's going to tank. And then what is that going to do to the future of the franchise? Is the next Fast and Furious going to be as good? Is
dude,
it gonna make as much money?
Has it stopped them from making three more Star Wars movies after they tank? No.
But they're not tanking. They're making money.
That's going to carry on.
They're making money.
No, boy. I don't know. Jose, this right. I think this latest Fast and Furious movie is going to weed out the casuals of that franchise. No,
listen.
You only get the hardcore after that.
I'm not saying it's a like quality cinema. I'm saying it's entertaining. And
I want my Honda to do that. It goes so fast. Those rims.
I had all the knocks in it.
All right. Everyone on the panel who can drive a manual transmission, raise your hand.
It's been a while. I can still do it.
I can't do that, but I'm just saying, Gary, about that.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It's overrated.
Yeah, okay. It's okay because you don't know how. Someday someone will teach you. Don't
welcome
worry.
Welcome to the 21st century. I used to use the typewriter too, Gary.
All right, that's your good one for tonight. JD had a good one about the matinee. That one's pretty good. So can I do have a question for you guys, because you know, in all seriousness, it was really good listen last week because I was in the car, like I said, driving back, so I had a ton of time to catch up on podcasts. And and shout out to the Blackout and Shout guys, because their show's like 4.5 hours long, and I actually listened, I think, to the whole thing pretty much in one sitting. But you guys were talking about the Fans Toys combiners last week, and are you guys really concerned about them as far as a combiner team with the Motormaster? Like, I keep hearing people say that they've never done a combiner, so we don't know what to expect, but you do know what to expect, I think, from them as far as their product goes. It doesn't really change that much, you know, in terms of quality and complications and aesthetic and all that stuff we've talked about. So is there really a worry about what their combined thing looks like?
I'll say right off the bat, aside from a couple missing screws, the build of this figure, like if it is any indication, I'm you know, color me impressed. I'll be ready. I'll be ready for it.
I have no worries.
Yeah.
Well, being that I wasn't here last week, I did listen too, and I haven't bought any recent combiners. The last combiner I bought was the Devastator, so I didn't go in on the what are they up to? Two more?
Yeah, right? Superion, the Bruticus.
So I was very tempted because they look great. I think they look awesome. But I've been trying to wait it out to see what Fantoys was doing. And I did order Motormaster. So I'm really not too concerned whether or not it's going to work. I think it is. But at the end of it, if it doesn't work, the individual bots are just going to smack everything else out the water. So it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
So.
And like I said, I think last week, I think I mentioned it, or maybe it was another show. But this is the safest combiner for them to do, never doing a combiner before, because none of these limbs have to have three modes. They only have to have like two, and maybe this guy folds into a cube, and that's basically it. Mm-hmm. Because with this combiner, the other limb bots, they just bolt onto a frame for the most part. So long as that frame's sturdy, you're good to go.
Jose, did you open yours? Did you give in or no?
No, I didn't open it yet. But I remember talking about it with Dust the other night.
Geese.
Geese. Somebody got geese.
They're flying back.
Yeah. I think, you know, people are usually accustomed to a certain quality with Fans Toys. So I don't think they would have tackled a project like this if they weren't like going to be sure of what the quality of their final product would be. You know?
Dave's like, do I got geese?
I don't know.
It's
called, here. I have our airplanes.
It's called nature, my burrow people.
Listen, I get geese, motherfucker. It was in my backyard.
Those are big rats with wings.
So here's another question, though. And we've kind of talked just a little bit about it before, but if everyone likes the figure so much, do you think it's almost wasteful for it to be put into a combined mode?
That's a good question, Gary. That is actually a good question. Because from the individual bot mode, from what it looks like and how great it looks, why are you gonna subject that toy to putting it into a little cube and throwing it, you know, and making the fifth body figure of a combiner?
I ask that because it seems as if people like the combined Zeta bots. I have neither. And you guys saw, I picked up one of the jets from Dust at, what show was that in Pennsylvania? A couple months ago. Silicon. So you were there. I opened the one jet and I was like, all right, not for me. And I flipped it with Gordon. pretty quick. It just wasn't for me, but everyone seems to say the same thing, that the figures are like okay, but it's the combined mode where it shines, which makes sense to me, you know, and based on their price, you know, being in that $60 range, you know, it just doesn't seem as, I don't know. I was just curious if you guys thought it could be a bit of a shame or a waste to, like you said, put them into that other mode and have them pose that way.
Well, I mean, that's where people might start considering getting doubles just to be able to display in both if they you had it like that, you know?
Man.
Otherwise, you know, get yourself the set and hopefully, you know, like how's the transformation on the Road King? Like hopefully it's just not too difficult to flip them back and forth if you want to be able to enjoy like all the modes, you know?
Right.
Because like Brian said, usually it's just the alt mode and you're just sticking them on a frame. So that's probably what they're going to do. They're just based off the weight of that Road King alone, they're going to have a body that's stable to support right. all that shit. So it has to be solid. Yeah, I can't imagine
that's it's cool.
being solid.
Yeah. Did you order yours yet?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Oh, you did? Okay. I was going to say, I'm going to go buy them all up before you order yours.
I think I made Dom order it last week before he got off the hangout.
You did, Brian. You did. You're like, go right now and order it.
So I didn't hear you, Bailey Aiken. Later,
it's in my loot. It's in my loot. I got it. I don't have it physically here with me, but I'm just waiting for it. Some turn other things to fall in, and I'll ship it out. But I like that. It's gonna be, you know, I know Zeta definitely will make a Menasor, and it's probably gonna look great as well because they haven't, you know, their track record has been, you know, good so far. But like, I think when we had this conversation, you know, I know there's a whole war going on with Menasor, with DX9, X-Transbots, and now Fans Toys. Now, the thing is that with each, like, I guess they're all, this is their first go at all three companies up with a combiner, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Doing right? the same one.
I believe you are correct.
Yeah. It's like all three companies, this is their first combiner, right?
Yeah. You could make an argument that DX9 is related to Unique Toys, which made an Avalanche. Right. But
yeah.
But that was a small.
Yeah. But like I think with you know, the individual track record on robots, just individual robots, I think Fans Toys definitely has a lead in my mind. But you know, I just feel like, you know, after, you know, everybody getting the figure in hand, and you know, some of the letdowns from the recent figures that Fan Toys have put forth, but that people have been complaining. You know, when you hear them do a good figure, you hear about it, and
yep.
obviously, you know, everybody's speaking so very highly, like from Motormaster, like they did with Sovereign and you know Gavaltron. So,
yeah, and to be honest, this is our first really good Motormaster.
Yeah, I would say
Fans Toys one was a bit of a pain in the dick, if I remember correctly.
Fans Project.
Fans Project.
Oh yeah, yeah. yeah.
And of course, Combiner probably. Sucked, and Combiner Wars that is, and G1 to G1, you know.
But like I'm, it's definitely pulling me to the point where I'm gonna have. Will, if I go in with Fans Toys, am I gonna go buy the Zeta? Just to have, and then just keep these Fan Toys in individual bot mode, and now really dabble in with where I didn't even have that in my game plan, to where I was going to have individual robots for any of the combiners. I was just going to have them all in combiners.
Dom, that's a good way to think about it. Like I thought about it too. I'm like, okay, so if the Fans Toys comes out and they're awesome, and I keep them just for bot mode, and then I get a Zeta for you know, the combine mode, right?
Yep, yep.
But then I thought about this, right? So we're buying combiners for what they are, and let's say the combine mode is great, and it goes together flawlessly, you know, nothing's kibbly, nothing's falling apart, nothing's breaking. Why not just keep the toy that you bought for what it is, and switch up your displays as often as you can, get the most out of your money. You know what I mean? Like, have them out as on, you know, as a combined mode for a few months, take it apart, have them out individually, you know, and actually transform your shit. Like, you know, like I you know, I wasn't here for 2 weeks. I fucked around in the room a little bit, and I haven't transformed a figure in, I can tell you, probably months, you know, because if it comes in robot mode, it comes in robot mode. But I started messing around with some shit, and I was like, yo, I remember, this is fun. Like, you know, I remember enjoying this. So why not, if you get a decent combiner, just make the best out of it and fucking take it apart.
And I agree.
It'll help with the display as well. Like if you're limited for space, you know, like why buy two sets and have
do you honestly see yourself taking your constructor apart? Everyone says that guy is such a pain to put together. Is it worth it?
So in constructors, I think the individual bot modes are okay. They're not perfect in my opinion. They look all right. So I wouldn't want to even want them out that way. Like, you know, if I got an extra set for a quick buck, you know, somebody was selling it. You know, if you're selling one for 200, I'll take it. But, you know, then, you know what I'm saying? Like something like that, that's different because they're good enough, but they're not perfect looking figures where I find like the Motormaster is a beautiful looking figure. So you keep that dude out. You could have him individual, you know, and if the combined mode's good, put him in combined. Mm-hmm. But like with that Devastator, he's staying like that. Like I'm good with him just like that. I don't need individual bots. Now, if FanToys comes out with individual bots for Devastator,
done.
And there I go. It's done.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have to say, like I don't have room for a Menasor right now, but it would be a shame not to walk by and see this thing, mm-hmm. you know, a couple times a week. This thing is beautiful.
Now, to kind of piggyback what you said, Dave. Like the only problem I would see, say FanToys, for example, that finish, you know what I mean? They're always beautiful finishes. Taking that thing apart countless times, that finish.
Redoing your displays how many times to basically, you know, get that look.
And I finish, agree with you, David. No, the finish may not hold up. That's the problem.
Yeah. And it's not going to be, it might create a chip where you can't, you're going to see it all the time. And it's and like I feel I'm all for that, Dave. Like I agree with you. If I bought one in and changing up, because it's all going to happen once you get a display, you're going to get bored of what you're looking at and you're going to want to change it up somehow, some way. So I'm all for that, and I definitely
is that when you change like your boxes from like one corner to the other, and the ones from top to bottom and the ones from bottom to top.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, Gary, what are you displaying right now, Gary?
I got tons of stuff. I've got a Majin Buu. I've got a mace. I've got
Majin. Who is it?
Majin Buu. What's his name? The big muscle, the big muscle pink guy. Right?
Major Buu.
Major Buu.
Gary's got his facial hair bag. He's getting all savage.
Where's them pink dip bastards, Boo Boo?
I don't know why you're laughing, Dom. That's his name. I don't know.
I get it, Gary. But like, no. I'll ask you this, Dave. Wouldn't it be cool? Like, and this is what I applaud Jisk and you know people who are going this route. But when you're displaying, especially a toy like that in a combiner, having those individual bots displayed in front of the combiner, so when somebody who doesn't know anything about Transformers or even about the character. Seeing the five individual robot modes and then seeing the combiner behind it and saying, oh, yeah, those five transform into that thing.
Yeah, no, like, that's cool. I think it's great.
And if you have the room for that that's great. But, like, you know, that's a TBD for me on whether that I'm going to have the ability to do
that. I'm just going to add to it that those are usually the people that get bored faster.
Well,
then I'll ask you this too, Dom. Like, how many renditions of a combiner does somebody need? So like if FanToys tomorrow said they're gonna do Predaking, I'd probably jump off the roof, right? I'd be ecstatic. But I have both Nero Rex and Ferro Rex, which I think are beautiful. They're great for what they are. You know, they're not masterpiece esque, right? Mm-hmm. They're more chug, but they're beautiful. So do I need a combined Predaking or do I want the Predaking, like, you know,
the individual boss for the Predaking. Yeah,
you know, like
I agree.
I don't know,
and I think that flexibility is what makes it great. And I think if you know, that's why I'm still open to welcome other. Like I'm not so into just one company and third party. Like you know, that's why I like the competition. I like people putting out the same figures because then you got that flexibility and that choice to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, so. If it wasn't there, we probably would be complaining that it wasn't there. So,
yeah. I mean, you have the choice. That's the That's the main.
And that's the love of it. Like, you know, yeah. So and when I'll cross that bridge when I get there, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll definitely pick up these guys from, because I like what they're doing. I think I talked last week. I like the size. I like the robot size of what Fans Toys is doing. It's very similar to DX9, but they're having that, you know, the mass effect where they're it going to the size of an MP mass car. Shifting. Mass shifting. And, and it's that's wonderful. Like, I just feel like, you know, that's definitely something that I'm interested in. And, you know, with their track record and making a, you know, a good quality toy, I definitely for them over DX9, you know.
Do you think we're getting lucky with it right now, though, like being able to have our choices between all these companies that are tackling this combiner? Because it's the first time that it's kind of really happening, like with that masterpiece scale. Like, I don't know if you want to like put Zeta in that same boat, because I feel like their stuff doesn't look super masterpiece like. But
well, let's backtrack. Like, you know, that war with Devastator was going on, right? It was the Fans Toys between Generation Toys, right?
Yeah, but all that stuff—that's like Chug stuff, like for back in the day. Yeah, that's when we were all buying that. But everybody,
we didn't know the size of what Constructor is going to be. Like, we didn't know what, you know. Once you got those individual bots, we were comparing it to Toy Generation Toys, and if I recall, a lot of people were leading towards Generation Toys when it was individual bots being released at once. Like, you know, I remember more people were more interested in Generation Toys individual bots than the Constructor, because Constructor wasn't, you know, built to the quality and
both on the same standard quality.
I know, but
I'm just saying, like, I remember a lot of times when I was watching YouTube videos of both, because I didn't go in any of them because I didn't want to spend my money at that time.
It was just that the Generations Toys had, I mean, they had the edge because it was a more stylized sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and people were kind of bored with Giant and Hercules.
Yeah,
exactly.
And also too, I think at the time wasn't Constructors being released one at a time.
No, it was two
at a time.
Three. It took 3 months, and they did two at a time.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, they didn't know how well or how sturdy it was going to be.
Yeah.
No, nobody knew.
Do you remember back in the day? I think people used to talk about, oh, we'll never get combiners in like true masterpiece scale. That would be ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. And nobody thought that, like, any combiner, if at that size, is going to be somewhat, you know, able to withstand its weight and do what it needs to be doing as an action figure.
Well, that's because we're only getting the workaround because of the parts forming, because I know that's a thing that would really stuck in the community for a bit.
Is
the parts forming aspect, but we love it now for the combiner stuff because it makes it more stable.
I mean, I remember when Constructor, like before Constructor released, they had, I mean, there were videos and stuff of like him holding himself up.
Oh, you're right.
And there were all kinds of, you know, there were all kinds of like videos and pictures about like that depicted the stability of it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? We didn't know. We had a better idea of what we were walking into with it.
Yeah. Fake news, JD. That was fake news.
Yeah, but now that it's interesting seeing them go, like, now a company like Fans Toys, because, you know, they produce masterpiece style figures. Now they're tackling the combiner, because, like, I don't know, like Zeta, their stuff, like, I don't feel like is just up to that same, like, aesthetic as far as going masterpiece all the way. and then also the quality is not the same. Sorry. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because like Fans Toys puts all the die cast into their stuff. Not that weight makes quality. You know what I'm saying? But there's just a little bit more that's put into that. You know what I'm saying? As far as making it look masterpiece and giving you that uniform look like across the line. So, you know, and now DX9 is another one doing these masterpiece style figures, even though they do look somewhat stylized, right? Do you think DX9 ones? Yeah.
I mean, they're trying to stick with the G1 look.
Yeah, But Jose, to your question, it's definitely a balance. Like, you know, where Zeta balanced it where they weren't going to put too much die cast because the fact that they want to make sure that it can function as an action figure, as a combiner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now, like, with Fans Toys, they're known for the heftiness, their quality, their paint and everything. And now, is that going to be from a tinkering aspect or a guy who actually likes playing with their Transformers, is it going to be feasible for them when they combine that figure and actually tinker with it? Is it going to be a statue, or is it going to be actually a toy, an action figure that they can move around and play and enjoy?
That's currently the big question mark, especially since we haven't really seen too much of this thing in combined mode or what they're going to do with the combined mode, right?
Now, the Tinker definitely is going to enjoy Zeta because that's what they're after. They want you to combine that toy and play with as a single action figure toy. So,
But Dave, like you just brought up also about like switching up your display and maybe like messing with the figures more, like since you did that like over the past couple of weeks, like how are you guys feeling about that now? Are you open to doing that with these figures, or are they going to wind up being more display pieces for you more than anything else?
All right. I mean, I think everybody here knows I prefer it.
Yeah.
I prefer messing with my toys.
I would love to play. Like I'm when I have my displays up and like I start in that road, I think, I don't know. I just don't think I'm going to have the time to do it, but I would love to, like, you know, maybe take a break from you guys for two weeks, like Dave, and play with my toys.
I mean, we only do this for an hour and a half. I mean,
yeah. I mean, you have time right now to do it. Literally right now, you have time.
I understand, JD. That's the point of the joke. Oh. But
I'm kind of with Dave, though. You know, as much as I think, like, you know, if it comes in one mode, I'm guilty. I'm that collector that if it's robot mode, I'll play with it and pose it. But I don't know if I always feel the need to transform it, you know, and then put it back. And if it comes like in an alt mode, you know, you should transform it to the robot, and you know.
Well, this is a guy who actually will open up a box, look at a toy, and go, it's not for me. Give it a chance.
I can make decisions, Dom. I'm not wishy washy. I can tell right away.
I never knew you were an executive in that way, Gary. I'm sorry.
So like for me, like to answer Jose's question, like I said what I said earlier because I just think it kind of makes sense. You know what I mean? Like you're buying a combiner, you should be able to combine it and take it apart. And I get the finished part. I totally get it with fans toys. You know, you don't want, you know, your beautiful figure get all fucking wonky and scratched up and shit. But it's also, you know, you got to think about your wallet once in a while and space. So for me, that's what I'm thinking of now is like, all right, so do I buy, you know, do I buy two versions of Menasor or do I buy one? You know, so I'm just going to go with one and see how it works out and then go with two instead of trying to go in on two off the bat.
And I think you have the time to dwell on that question too, because I don't think Zeta is going to be putting out a Menasor in anytime soon. You know, who knows? Next tomorrow there might be fucking pictures up with Zeta putting up a Menasor, but like I just feel like they're going to be focusing on other combiners at this time. And then eventually circle back to Menasor when they're all done with Pedaking and hopefully Defensor, because I would love a Defensor.
Then again, they come out with shit pretty quick. They come out with this before the fan toys comes out with the rest of these bodies.
Is there any other Razor Claw out there other than the MMC one?
There's TFC. You don't want those.
No, right? Yeah, and I know that much. It's like, it's like,
and there's something.
I want to buy the MMC Saltus because he comes with that harpoon and have him ride the back of Razor Claw.
But well, Gary, if you want a robotic lion, get the KFC Simba.
Damn, that's actually not a bad idea.
Bigger,
Why, Brian? Too, right? You still got the one you're selling? Is that what?
I sold it at NJCC. Oh, all right. Yeah. Dude, that guy, I sold him Star Saber and Simba. He, like, I know he was going home for some epic floor time. He was so excited. Nice. That guy had a big smile on his face.
That's how you want to get them too. You want to get them together because of the combining aspect of it. Yeah. You know. That's pretty dope.
That's actually not a bad idea, though. I bet that might look kind of cool.
Yeah,
the MMC Razor mine, bro. Don't do it. Borrow mine.
No. Yeah, I would
bring it back when you get sick of it in a week.
I do like that MMC Springer for some reason.
Like, actually, do you? It
looks good.
And you know what? You could buy the you don't have to buy the set. You could buy the thing. You could buy it separately.
Yep.
The Razor Claw. If it's still like available, if you want them, it's not even that expensive.
I'm not sure how big it is though.
Who, the MMC Razor Claw?
Yeah,
it would be way too small.
It'll be too small.
I thought, yeah, it'd be too tiny, right?
Yeah. It would be like a saltus riding on a hobby horse kind of thing.
Right. What do you guys think about that one? Because I've been seeing pictures like that dude. I am no fire to post like pictures like on the page. Like, so I know that Dime Chalk sometimes shares his photos. Like he makes like a lot of these figures like look awful. So like that Commander figure that TFC just put out.
That green one
looks. That I'm like, you know what, the Optimus colored one. I'm like, that's skippable, but that camo one,
it looks good. Dope.
I when I saw those two, I thought the camo one was the one that I like just looked so more appealing to me.
Yep.
But and they changed the color on that one too, Brian. Like I noticed that.
Yeah.
It's a more darker colors than the lighter colors that they were using in the prototype that they sent out.
Yeah, I think they actually had to delay it because they wanted to change the
coloring
the scheme on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, Brian doesn't remember this, but we looked at that in the case at TFCon, and he said two things. He's like, just wait. Black Friday sale or eBay coupon. She's like, just wait it out. He's like, just wait it out.
But I think that dude did a photo like pictorial on the Saltus, and I'm like, damn, like it looks pretty good. Like it looks super poseable. Like I felt like seeing it when we saw it at TFCon. I think it was on display there, right, in one of those booths.
Yeah,
it didn't look as good to me, but now like seeing that it's actually out, like I feel like I'm like, damn, it looks like they did a pretty damn good job. Yeah. Like, what do you guys think of that
figure? Well, it won a contest this weekend, I think.
Oh, did it?
Saturday's video.
Yeah, I saw that, Brian.
Yeah, it beat out Fans Toys.
Nice. When? How was that? Like, where was that? And how was it being judged? Like, who was doing?
Well, Bobby did a video.
Oh, okay.
And, he did like a versus, like you know, everything from articulation to paint to sculpt to everything. So, I think it won by a small margin, right? But it won, right? Ryan?
Yeah, I think it won. What, 5-3 or something like that? I can't remember. But
I just thought it looked cool.
Yeah, it looks like a good figure.
Yeah, for a reason.
Looks cool. So it looks like Ocular Max is kind of like hanging in there when it comes to putting out like some of these like masterpiece style figures. Like the people like enjoy the RC that they put out. Like how's that one, Dave? You got that one, right?
I have the stealth
one. Yeah,
That one's cool. I honestly fuck with that thing more than a lot of other things that I have.
Yeah.
It's just so poseable.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you brought that thing in your pocket to like.
He brought it.
At lunch, he pulled it like out of his coat pocket. Like
it's actually on my nightstand in my room, in my bedroom. Like that's where it is because I fuck with that thing more than anything else.
No, don't let Lauren hear that.
He's really pulling.
Pocket.
So do you guys think we'll ever see those KFC Junkions in that set that we saw and talked about?
Like, Bot's supposed to be putting that one out? The ones that look real like masterpiece like?
Well, it's I guess six in one hand, half dozen the other, right? But it's KFC who did
all the other
Junkions. The other four.
He hasn't come out with anything, right, in a minute.
Oh.
It's just like the Comic-Cons are coming.
Unless
he's gonna flood the market,
you think?
Yeah,
he's gonna come out and say he's what's that Optimus that came out that just got a
magic paint square. Job?
Magic square one or
yeah that one. He's gonna come out and say, oh, this was me the whole time.
Surprise!
I feel like KFC's is gonna be like bam, 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 like month after month. There's gonna be like two or three releases.
Yeah. Well, they put out were they the ones? Because I remember seeing renders, but I thought the renders were from like it was supposed to be X Trans Bots like doing their own version of the Junkions.
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, he's got Junkions coming, Stunicons, and those Quintessons. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But they're still putting out. Yeah, the Junkions, you can like swap body panels, right? Even the two that are out, can't you change them? Like,
yeah, there's like all kinds of like customization options.
That's cool. That looks kind of fun. I could see that.
Like, yeah. That could be pretty rad.
I'm surprised. I think they've set it on ETR like a long time ago, but like considering like how simple it probably would have been to do the Quintessence, it's like that's a fucking no brainer. Like, why hasn't anybody done that by now? After all these years, you know?
Yeah.
Like that seems like insane to me. You know, Brian, do you think is it like do people feel like you do and they just kind of don't like season three and the four episodes of season four? What, you know, what do you
think? Nah, I think now the majority of the supporting cast is out, like the people like Cup and Hot Rod and those guys, like you might get more people going for the Quintessence now. Whereas before, if you just had Quintessence, you didn't have the rest of the 86 movie cast. You're like, yeah, I'll wait.
Who the fuck are these guys?
Yeah, because the Quintessence, I mean, they kind of stand alone. I mean, I guess if you got some Sharktacons like those iGear ones or the...
That's what we really need.
Yeah, we need toys? A Sharktacon.
Yes, we need an MP. Yep.
So, but like, there was a question asked. Like, so I know most of us have the Fans Toys Springer. Is any of us going to buy? Any of you guys going to buy the MMC one?
So I'll just. I think I'm going to because I didn't like the Fans Toys Springer, and I sold it. But I just it didn't. He didn't do anything for me. Yeah, I know, shocker. But I'm just saying, like, I even when it was one of those figures, I sold it pretty quick.
Okay, we're taking bets, guys. Over under when he buys the MMC, how long he's going to keep it for?
No, I don't. I mean, it was fine. It did everything Fans Toy stuff does. It like looked really good on the shelf. It stood there. It was posable. I never bothered to try and transform it because it just looked really, you know, just you know,
is it just super Springer? Messy. He doesn't have a soft spot but in the part.
No, I don't know. It was one of those things like everyone was making such a big deal of it at the time, and it just didn't do anything for me. It's very much like Sovereign for me. Where it, you know, nothing wrong with the figure. It just didn't, you know, didn't spark that joy. It didn't,
Albatron, bro. Just think Leonard, stick Leonard Nimoy in the movie, bro. That's it.
Gary, you had Alan for a while, didn't you?
Oh, I love, yeah, he was great.
He's still awesome. Have it.
You can't get rid of Alan. You that's can last name, man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I noticed about the MMC one. Yeah. It looks a little like, it looks fun to transform as opposed to the Fans Toys one, you know?
Oh, yeah, I'd love Alan if it had like a more, you know, upscale paint finish on it versus just a kind of like, you know, a little like bit more juvenile plastic.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome toy.
plastic. No, that's it looks like a toy.
McDonald's Happy Meal.
You know? Let me see, Dave, which one are you holding? Which one is that? The
Fans Toys. I think it's fucking beautiful.
It is beautiful. Yeah,
I love it.
I think it's beautiful. Like, I'm not buying
the do you transform it, though?
But he doesn't come with a harpoon either.
I never transformed this dude.
Does he have a harpoon?
Where the fuck is Dr. Wu, I tell you? Make that shit. Slacking.
Is it the Ocular Max? Is the consensus that that's a little bit more fun to mess with as far as like flipping back and forth? Is it easier to mess with?
Well, JD, are you going to be interested in it since that's what they're going for in that particular toy?
For what, Saltus?
No, yeah, for Saltus, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind. Like, I had like Springer was another one of my favorite toys as a kid. You know what I mean? When the movie came out, that was the fucking toy I went and bought. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. But this is interesting though. Like, so you're on the fence in regarding buying that the JD. Is it because you want to put your money elsewhere? And right now you have a Springer that's fine right now in your collection. And you're good with that.
I mean, I have both Alan and I have the Fans Toys. I mean, I might as well if the MMC is good, I might as well support it.
You never got that up. $60 or something. What was it? The opening play?
No, I never. I never
Big
did
spring.
That. Big spring.
Big spring.
I never did that.
Big boring.
Didn't Toy World do one too?
Yeah, Tori Wilson did a horrible. Yeah.
Oh, but that was look terrible. No, that was like
yeah, three people bought it.
That was like his second cousin.
Redheaded, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, so I mean, I guess if you dig the character, like it's cool, like you know what I'm saying, get all those versions and then see which one is like the best. I heard like the Alan is like a dope like figure to mess with, but it's like that's not going to fit in your masterpiece collection if that's what you're looking for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So are we still like, you know, like a lot of us, you know, are we even still collecting in that way, like to enjoy the figure or just like going with what's fits in that like masterpiece like aesthetic?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, you should have some playability with it, even if you're not going to transform it.
Yeah.
As long as it's like well articulated and the shit's not falling apart, you know. Sorry, GD, but
no, that's just my luck.
Yeah,
that's all that is.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think like you know, I agree. Like it kind of boils down to what you want to do with your collection and you know whether you want to put that money forth or you know and play with a toy or not.
No, yeah, but the question I was asking JD because I wanted to dive more into the fact that like MMC knew, you know, they still produced the toy, they put it out, and now it's the question is the people who have bought the fans toys Springer are they going to fork up the cash to buy the same character that they're making, you know, whether they love it or not. And at the end of the day, whether it's a favorite character, I can understand if it's a favorite character and you're going to buy every fucking Springer that's coming out there. That's not the people I'm looking at. I'm looking for the people who now it's got reviews. It's a good toy. It's the playability is fun. And for the for that person, are they going to now say, I'm going to drop $100 on this, or I'm going to just drop $100 on the next figure that's coming out because I don't have that character in my collection. You know what I'm saying?
And that's interesting, Dom, because you also brought up the Fans Toys version is already out, which a lot of people will consider, well, if that's out, then I don't need any other version. And then MMC puts this one out like afterwards, which is kind of almost like ballsy in a way. So it kind of shows confidence like in their product that they're still thinking that they'll make money off of.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying is MMC saying, you know what, we can still get that individual person that we're willing to spend $100 when they already spent another $100 on the fans toys, but they're going to buy this toy because they know it's going to be a good toy and they're going to want to play with their toy, not just look at it.
I don't know if it's so much that, you know, the person's buying it because of the playability. The person might be just buying it because they didn't get a chance to buy the Fans Toys one. Saving a buck because if...
Is it hard to get the Fans Toys Springer?
I think it's sold out everywhere, yeah.
So, like, if they continue that route, they did the RC, they did the Springer. Now, if they keep doing the movie guy, you know, the movie line, and they come out with a cup and so forth, you know, it's just them, you know, banking on that Fans Toys is selling out. And guess what? We're the second best thing out there. I mean, not to say it like that either, you know, because I'm sure, you know, like, you know, Brian said, the toy outwon the Fans Toys. And, you know, when you put everything together and you put, you know, the articulation and all that other shit into it, it's a little bit more superior in some aspects. But if that's the case, you know, Fans Toys is going to sell out every time. And, you know, not every collector can just come out of pocket when something comes out. Are they going to go, you know what, I'm going to wait on Fans Toys? Or, you know what, I'll get what I get. Either they're going to get the match or they're going to get the second best thing.
But Dave, like the funny thing is I watched that video too. And the funny thing is that somebody who could watch that video, it says, yeah, overall point scores, the MNC ones with how Bobby graded and everything. Right. But the points, the certain categories that the Fans Toys did win, that category might be weighted heavily on a collector that's saying, you know what, I'm interested in this particular measure. And if that measure hits with this one particular toy, I'm going to go with that toy because I weigh it heavily more with that particular measure.
Right. Some people want a more accurate, a more tuned accurate.
Yeah. But that's with anything, though, Don.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Gary.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying, like, at the end of the day, you can't just say like, oh, the, you know, MMC won that debate. It's not that he won the debate. It's just that he listed the measures and he said, you know what, as a collector, you have to understand yourself as a collector. And if that one measure is important to you, then that's the toy for you. But if playability is important for you, then that measure, that then this is the figure that you know you might be more leaning towards.
Yeah, it's just one person's opinion. I mean, I could make up, you know, mm-hmm. my own certification program for something, and it's Gary's certification. What good is it? You know, it's only as good as
what you
my
said.
Parameters.
Yeah, exactly. I understand it was his opinion, but I'm sure if anybody did the categories that he touched upon and he walked through both of them, I think he was fair in his opinion.
Oh, it did. I guess I hadn't seen the video. He did like a comparison between.
Yeah,
the
two. Yeah. Oh, nice. He was fair in his comparison, but I think what I got from the video is that you as a collector and what you know, what you like, any of those measures could be weighted very heavily to make you select a toy that didn't win overall points. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, and I mean, if you're more in playability, you're going like, you know what, MMC might be for me because I like playing and transforming my toy from vehicle to robot.
Yeah, 100%. Because you know you're buying it for whatever is gearing you towards that product. You know, like, hey, I want this thing to look good, so you're gonna go with this version. I want this thing to play and, you know, fucking move around as much as I can, so I'm gonna go with that version. That's just correct. You know, it's like, I mean, we do that with other lines that we have, right? Correct. So you put a, you know, a Black Series and a SH Figuarts. SH Figuarts is, you got crazy articulation, right? But Black Series is now coming up and they're matching them with the sculpts, you know what I mean? So it's, hey, do I want something to look good? And now you can pick from either one, or you know what? I want something that's gonna fucking, you know, do a split in midair with, you know, one arm cocked behind its head. And you're like, all right, well, I'm gonna go this one for that. You know? I'm like,
hey, Dave, can you do a split with your one arm cocked behind your head?
I could try. Hold on.
You can try. Bust your nut.
Majin Boo. Majin Boo can do it.
Majin Boo, huh?
Majin Boo.
Yeah,
see, I think that's where sometimes I think like the numbers aspects, like behind the scenes, kind of like gets interesting, because then it's like, okay, like how many do they have to produce to be profitable and whatnot? So then I think that'll determine like the level of difficulty and what it takes to actually like put this stuff out that will allow us to have the choice, like we're discussing right now, between MMC, between Fans Toys, or whatever. And just the fact, like you said, that they're you know, everybody else's like opinion in the chat, like some are saying, you know, they like the MMC because it's easy to flip back and forth, right? Easier, and it's more fun, you know what I'm saying? So it's again like what the different people are getting out of it.
Yo, bro, if you don't transform your Transformers, then you're not a Transformer fan, yo. Don't you know that? Don't you know that, Jose?
Construct the bots.
Don't you know that?
Constructibots, you know.
Hey, shut up.
Hey. did Springer ever ride one of the Junkions in the 86 movie? I can't remember. In that whole little sequence.
What is your fascination of riding people, man? Riding things.
Listen.
I want to dive deeper into that.
Didn't one of the Junkions throw a chain around him and they try to drag him down from the air or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. When he was a helicopter. I'm trying to think of creative displays.
Gary, I don't know if you got to watch ETR, if you just listened to it last night, but the Generation Toys Groove. You can put a Chug figure on that.
I saw that. That looks dope. That figure. Yo, Generation Toy does their thing. Like the alt mode, the figures look excellent. And because I love that it's like updated G1. And then the bot modes always like 9 times out of 10 look pretty solid also. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and listen, Dom, my Mythic Legions ride on other animals. So I just decided I'm going to buy robots that can, like, you know, ride on each other. Right?
Yeah. Didn't one of those pics of that groove, like it had like a fig arts on it or something like that? Like they had like a, you know, one of those 1/12 scale figures or something like that in it.
Yeah.
It looked good.
Well, Gary, I want to see your Majin Boo riding the construct the bots. Okay.
Exactly.
Do something.
And Gary, that Simba is basically a lion with wings.
Yeah,
right. You're into that.
That'd be the way to go.
Good.
I'm made into winged creatures.
I think that would look good. I might have to do that.
That would be.
Just trying to get creative. Just trying to have fun with the toys because that's what they're for.
I think just don't have too much fun, Gary. As long as they're riding too much fun. As long as you you're not riding the toy, okay.
I got to do something more entertaining. I can't keep stockpiling these rogue kings and holding on to them.
There we go again. I think you're mad. Are you mad? You want to come over with some of my toys?
No. Okay. Listen, I'm investing
some of my toys. You come on over and
these fans toys, you know,
the ones I have. Quartermasters.
What'd you say? The toys you have for me?
Yeah, you can open those up.
Somebody opened one of your toys, right?
Hey, listen, don't open. Don't have a heart attack. The only person who's opened my toys is me.
It's not Mint in Box anymore. Oh my god! Oh,
that reminds me, Tom. I got a big ass box from BBTS down in my living room right now.
Hey, don't open it.
Brian. Oh, what's Dom doing? Trying to avoid taxes?
Keep it to yourself, Gary.
Listen, call the Border Patrol. Living
in that six borough.
Listen, I got to pay taxes in New York too, dude. Don't worry about it.
It's city tax, right? You pay for that city tax. So, like Jose and Albany, Mr.
The tax should be.
Exactly. I know what it's different, Jose. That's what I'm telling him, motherfucker. He's not paying city tax.
The tax on that is he does get to play their toys before you get to. The tax.
Yeah, Dom's on fire tonight. Gary's like, I'm gonna fuck this dude up next time.
Come at me, bro. I got your fan price, bro, right here.
Yeah, well,
on Gary.
Damn, dude, relax.
You know, it's always expectations over reality. You know what I'm saying? But you know, besides, you know, the stuff we see when we actually get it in hand, like we discussed with the fans toys earlier tonight, and even like how we started the show earlier, you know, Gary. Now binging Game of Thrones and he's enjoying it, but I don't think Dave enjoyed the finale from the past weekend. You know what I'm saying? So, everybody's feeling a certain way about things. You know what I'm saying? What they expected and then what they actually got. And you know, so
I've always told myself the quickest way to disappointment is your expectation.
High expectation.
I just look in the mirror.
That's so sad, Jamie. No, we can't just blow by that.
That's not a healthy outlook. I have no feelings. Why not? I can't have no expectations.
No, but from an expectation, you know, you're gonna be let down.
It's like saying you're lowering your standards instead of like strive for greatness.
I look in the mirror and I go, "You're fat."
You fucking loser.
You stupid loser. You worthless piece of shit.
You're not gonna do anything today.
And then I look at my dick, I'm like, all right, I'm okay. Kidding. Jesus.
You mean your third leg, right, Dave?
All right, this conversation just this took a turn for the awkwardness.
Boo boo. Hey, boo boo.
Oh, man. Yeah, I wish we could talk about that, but I know not everybody's seen it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
What, my dick? What are you talking about? I know you're a whore. Oh, Game of Thrones.
Everybody's seen it, okay? Let's tell the truth.
It looks like this, just a lot browner.
Oh, dude.
It's the girth that counts.
Oh, God. Jesus. That's why you
white mark
into the can.
That's why you lean forward.
Bramber said it's only awkward if you look him in the eye, Gary.
Yeah. Okay, I'll keep that in mind, I guess. I was like...
Oh man, but maybe we could get into that on the future episode once you know we've had a little bit more time to stew on it, and I want Gary to blow through the series. So has everybody else seen it?
I haven't watched games. I gotta get on that Gary stunt
that day.
Yeah, I can take a day off that day. I'm not catching up. I don't have time to watch those shows.
Oh, you don't have time. That's right.
But without blowing it up or going too deep, what did you think, Jose?
You know what? I felt like they I wish they would have had the full 10 episodes for season 6 and, you know, 7 and 8 to kind of flesh this all out. But I'm not mad at the way, like, it kind of ended ultimately. You know what I'm saying? Because I think, without spoiling anything, is, like, if you wanted an outcome for certain characters, you know what I'm saying? Like, a good outcome for certain characters, then I feel like the way it ended was the only way it could have ended. You know what I'm saying? In a way. For some of those characters, like Fates, to end up the way they did.
So, and wait, you're telling me Thanos came and just dusted everybody?
Damn, yeah. Bro, there's no spoilers. You know?
Yeah, so,
snap.
Yeah, we could talk about it, like, you know, offline or whatever. If anybody else, you know, listening wants to join the discussion and stuff like that, you know, we could talk about it. But yeah, man. But you know what? Like, it, I just felt like more time to develop certain things that happened, and then I felt like people would have been like, okay, you know what I'm saying? But because of the abbreviated season, it was kind of like boom, 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 boom. So you didn't really have time to let things marinate, sit, and, you know, let things play out the way we were used to in earlier seasons.
Yeah. I'm pretty satisfied as well, but there were some deep storylines that would have been nice, Jose, as you said, for them to get a little extra time to develop those little plot points a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. See, this is not like, I don't want to watch it then. I'm not going to invest all that time to fucking get this.
Oh, Dom, at least watch the first three.
No, seasons. It's worth it. Yeah. It's worth it.
Okay.
Watch
okay.
It. Dom, they're right. You know, it's like, you know, when you get into foreplay with the wife, right? And you're doing crazy foreplay and it's all great. And then you go to really fuck and you bust like in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
That's what happened with season 8 of Game of Thrones.
I see. Good analogy. Bring it back to our level, Dave. Thanks.
Yeah, you're
to me, Game of Thrones is a giant soap opera, and like his soap operas never end, right? Because they can't fix. They got so much shit going on. It's a new twist every giant episode.
Mythic.
So
General Hospital.
So like that's why they never end. So like this is a show that probably should have never ended.
mm-hmm.
So
that would have been great.
No, they got spinoffs and shit to do.
It's coming, yeah. Coming.
They already said they're doing more.
Yeah, they're doing the next trilogy for Star Wars.
No. Well, yeah, the Benoit or Benoff and the other guy. That's where their next venture is Star Wars.
Yeah. The thing is,
fight first.
Huh?
No, nothing.
No, I was going to say the thing is, like, with a series like this, just like with Star Wars, just like with Marvel, just like with anything else, when you got, like, millions and millions and millions of people that watch it and follow along with it
and
love it, exactly. That, you know, there's when these things ultimately end, you're going to have, a certain segment that just don't like the way things turned out. And look at how fucking Dexter turned out. Like people say The Sopranos, you know what I'm saying? People say Lost, you know what I'm saying? There's a million other shows you could list off that it's like, man, it ended like that. Like, really? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but there's other people that'll love it, you know, and think
they were in purgatory. What the fuck?
Dude, I haven't watched that yet.
You know, so let's wrap on that, guys. We'll continue the ROC hangout next, open up the conversation to anybody that's watching live and wants to join us. Awesome discussion. We had the full crew tonight. Fucking love it. So let's just run it down the line, get some where you at before we call it a night. Brian Brink, I'll start with you.
Brian Brink in the Facebook groups, at Brinkalizer on Instagram.
Boom. Dave.
And a John Addict on Instagram, David Colon in the Facebook groups, and here on Tuesdays.
All right, Big Dom.
I'm here on my back porch enjoying this nice cool night. And Tuesday nights, you can find me here with these gentlemen. And I'm on the groups. I'm Dominic Grasso. Grasso.
Grasso.
Capital ASS.
I said Grasso. Did I skip? Did I skip? Did I miss
JD enunciated it more accurately.
Yeah. Oh, fuck his enunciation. He lives in the forest. He's a
forest.
Lives in the forest.
Come here. I'll show you a forest.
Yeah, I show you a forest.
In my fucking pants, bitch.
I took care of that this morning, actually.
Yo, you need to trim that shit.
Cambodia or nothing.
He's all in.
JD, it adds an inch, bro. Just do it.
Yeah. I'm gonna buy Chan a machete for Christmas.
You might need it.
You don't gotta worry about her hitting anything else.
You're right. You know, it's, like Dave said, it adds an inch. Yep, yep. I need every inch I can get. Pretty bad when the, you know, Cambodia is longer than what you got.
Talk about lost and shit.
Yeah, oh. yeah. Really.
Oh. You're in purgatory.
All right, team money.
It's a new meaning to Lord of the North.
Yeah. Let's end this because the old man has to go to sleep.
No, I got a few minutes. All right.
Yeah, you spoke up. How do I know you? I was talking about you.
What's the real reason you're out on your back porch again?
Oh, my wife kicked me out. Dave, can I sleep at your place tonight?
Exactly. You're on your way to Dave's house right now.
I'll be there in half an hour.
No! Hey, Brian.
I'm on Facebook groups. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, carry on. I don't do anything on Instagram, and so except occasionally like stuff once in a while, but that's it.
Cool.
A-L-L-E-N.
That's correct.
That's right. All right, JD.
You can catch me every Tuesday here. Tomorrow night, all new figure banging.
Oh, nice. Figure banging week.
That's cool.
Sir, and Pigment Surgery on Instagram, Xbox Live, and there's links to everything else there that nobody cares about.
What toy are you guys reviewing tomorrow?
I wonder what the figure is going to be.
I know. I'm just trying to get you.
I wonder what's it going to be.
Should be pretty easy to guess. It's a
secret. You'll have to tune in.
It's a secret. Keep it safe.
Tune in to find out.
9:30.
Nick Brammer voice.
Bring your blood pressure medicines. There's going to be some fucking salt tomorrow night, I'm sure.
Oh, there is. There is. Tune in. All right. And for myself, Hurricane BX all over social media. Just search that in Google. You'll find everything else that's a part of that. Here every Tuesday with these guys, verbally challenged on all audio platforms. Before we head out, we will be doing a hangout. So look for the link in the Realm of Collectors Facebook group. Remember to check out the website, realmofcollectors.com. Check us out on Facebook, Realm of Collectors. Check us out on Instagram, at Realm of Collectors. Check out Crashbox Customs on social media for all your Mezco and diorama needs. Mention the word Realm when placing an order. You'll get a surprise gift with your purchase. And check out the rest of the shows on the cool table, like Enter the Realm, Breaking the Mold, Plastic Fanatics, Shattercast Uncut, Toy Detox, Nerd Rage Radio, Beer and Bolts is 40K, Stasis Log 8 weeks building up to it, and Fresh Communication. Find a cool table page on Facebook along with links to all those other awesome podcasts. Check out MPSB Theater on Friday nights as well, right here on this channel. All right, guys, that's it. We'll see you next week. Peace out.
Peace.
Have a good week.
Toodles. Later. Peace.
Where's the T word?
I said it. Toodles.
Boom. Toodles.